Good morning.
Good morning.
Please turn in your Bibles to Isaiah, the 8th chapter. Isaiah chapter 8. And I'd like to read verses 11 through 18. We will also be reading other pieces of the book of Isaiah here in the same context. Isaiah chapter 8, beginning with verse 11. For thus the Lord spoke to me with mighty power and instructed me not to walk in the way of his people, saying, You are not to say it is a conspiracy in regard to all that this people call a conspiracy. You are not to fear what they fear or to be in dread of it. It is the Lord of hosts whom you should regard as holy. You shall, and he shall be your fear, and he shall be your dread. Then he shall become a sanctuary, but to both the houses of Israel, a stone to strike, and a rock to stumble over, and a snare and a trap for the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Many will stumble over them, then they will fall and be broken. They will even be snared and caught. Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples, and I will wait for the Lord who is hiding his face from the house of Jacob. I will even look eagerly for him. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts who dwells on Mount Zion. May God be pleased to bless to us the reading and the preaching of his word. Amen. The text I've selected is verse 18 from chapter 8, Isaiah saying, Behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts who dwells on Mount Zion. One of the most graphic pictures for me that comes out of the tragic war in Iraq is a mass grave in which mothers, hundreds of mothers were found grasping their babies, their children. And each one of these mothers and each one of these children had a gunshot wound in the back of their heads. It's almost inconceivable that such things should take place. These mothers and these children were the plunder and the prey of an evil dictator, Saddam Hussein. And in part, my response to this uncovering of tragedy is, but for the grace of God, there I would be. And I say to you this morning, dear friends, without a proper understanding of the grace of God in Christ, we are God's plunder and prey in judgment. I think that's where this text takes us this morning. That without a proper understanding of God's grace in Christ, you are God's plunder and prey in judgment. Verse 18, Behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts who dwells on Mount Zion. Isaiah had two children that are spoken of in this context. And the first one that we'll speak of is Maher Shalal Hashbaz. Great name, eh? Would you like to have that name? And we read about him in verses 1 through 4 in chapter 8. Then the Lord said to me, take for yourself a large tablet and write on it in ordinary letters, swift is the booty and speedy is the prey, and I shall take to myself faithful witnesses for testimony, Uriah the priest and Zechariah, the son of Jabir-Echiah. So I approached the prophetess, and she conceived and gave birth to a son, and the Lord said to me, name him Maher Shalal Hashbaz. There it is, that good name again. And the name means swift is the booty and speedy is the prey. And we read in verse 18 that this boy was to be a sign and a wonder. That is, he was to portend and pledge the fact that Assyria, who was rising in power, would come and judge, be the judgment hand of God over Israel and Judah. And this is, in fact, what did take place. And if you look at chapter 10, a couple of verses there, the same terminology is utilized by Isaiah. Isaiah 10, 1 and 2. Woe to those who enact evil statutes, and to those who constantly record unjust decisions so as to deprive the needy of justice and rob the poor of my people of their rights, so that widows may be a spoil and that they may plunder the orphans. The plunder and the prey. The people, the leaders, were making widows and orphans their plunder and prey. How horrid it was. And so God was going to make them a plunder and prey. Verse 5, woe to Assyria, the rod of my anger, and the shaft in whose hands is my indignation. I send it against a godless nation and commission it against the people of my fury to capture booty and to seize plunder and to trample them down like mud in the streets. And so Assyria would come as the rod of God's anger and indignation against Israel, first of all, and then also swoop down into Judah. And we'll read about that in a moment. But this is the idea behind the name, that the name was portending and setting forth the truth that this judgment would come. I might say at this point that we in this nation are not pure as the driven snow, are we? When we think just about the sins of abortion and homosexuality, apparently a judge in California has ruled, as a judge in Massachusetts ruled, that the state constitution is unconstitutional. How could that be? That the law needs to be changed in California to allow for gay marriage. And so we have to put up with men kissing one another on the evening news. And it comes a little closer to home, men and ladies. May I say this with great sadness and grief in my heart, that in a Christian institution there are reports of individuals who cheat on their examinations and bear false witness when they certify their reading and download papers off of the internet and turn them into their professors? that this is going on in a Christian institution? This is sinful behavior. And we are due the judgment of God. This is sad. This is not far off. It is close to home. And there's another son, Sha'er Yashuv. He's mentioned in chapter 7 and verse 3. Then the Lord said to Isaiah, Go out now to meet Ahaz, who is the king, you and your son Sha'er Yashuv, at the end of the conduit of the upper pool on the highway to the fuller's field. And the name means, a remnant shall return. Another great name, isn't it? And there would be a remnant. Go back to chapter 8, if you would, please. Verses 5 and following. Again the Lord spoke to me further, saying, inasmuch as these people have rejected the gently flowing waters of Shiloh, and rejoice in Rezin and the son of Remaliah, now therefore, behold, the Lord is about to bring on them the strong and abundant waters of the Euphrates, even the king of Assyria and all of his glory, and it will rise up over all its channels and go over all its banks. Then it will sweep on into Judah. It will overflow and pass through. It will reach even to the neck, and the spread of its wings will fill the breadth of your land, O Emmanuel. And the idea is that Assyria would come and judgment would be brought upon the northern kingdom of Israel, and the dam would break, as it were, and the flood would come into the southern kingdom of Judah and fill that kingdom up to the neck, so the people would be standing, as it were, on their tiptoes to get the air above the water. And then the waters would recede, and the kingdom would be spared for a time. There would be a remnant. And although the majority of the tribes would be swept away, Judah would remain. And one reason I think that's the case is because that was the designated and chosen dwelling place of God for a time in Zion. And so, Sha'er Yashuv, this son, was a pledge that this judgment would come and that there would be a respite and a remnant. Verse 18 again. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts who dwells on Mount Zion. And so we have these two sons, Maher Shalal Hashbaz. Swift is the booty and speedy is the prey. Judgment will come. Sha'er Yashuv, a remnant shall remain. And these two sons, with Isaiah, notice the text again. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and wonders. It's not just the two sons. It's also Isaiah who is named here. He names himself. And what does Isaiah's name mean? Jehovah saves. Jehovah saves. And surely Isaiah understood this, because in the midst of this struggle with Ahaz and an understanding of the sins of the people, he cried out before God when he saw the vision of Christ on the throne, I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. And then he received a great forgiveness from God. And Isaiah knew that Jehovah is the one who saves. And he in his person, before Ahaz and before others, represented the fact that Jehovah saves. And he, it seems to me, looks forward to, in the midst of judgment on one hand and the remnant on the other hand, Jesus Christ, who in his person was the salvation and is the salvation of Jehovah, our great God. And how is it that Jesus saves? He takes us out from under the hand of judgment, God's judgment, by bearing that judgment himself. And as we are united to Christ by faith, we are part of that remnant body, the church, which exists today. And although our world is full of sin and degradation, we may not fear, because Jesus Christ, Jehovah who saves, brings us to God, and as a part of his church, we are a body that will not in the end be conquered. Did not Jesus say that this was the case? I will build my church, and the very gates of hell will not prevail against it. And so we have, you see, this picture given to us in our text of judgment on one hand, Maher Shalal Hashbaz, and the remnant on the other hand, She'er Yashuv, and in the middle, Jehovah saves, Isaiah, standing forth to give that message. And dear friends, this is the message in the end, that if we do not grasp the grace of God in Christ, we will be the plunder of God in judgment. A few days ago, I had the privilege of being on Word FM, and the question had to do with Jesus going into hell to wrestle with the devil. And if he did not go into hell to wrestle with the devil, then we would have no salvation. And my response to that is, hell is not the devil's domain, friends. And Jesus does not wrestle his people away from the devil as though the devil had some great power. Hell is God's domain. Hell is the place where those who reject him will suffer as his plunder and prey. That's the picture. And if you think that the picture that I gave you at the outset is too stark with regard to the mass grave, then I would say you have little understanding of the horror of hell. And the fact that Jesus Christ, who is salvation, saves us from the plunder, from being the plunder and the prey of God in hell, to be a remnant for him by his grace. He is very good to us who deserve little. And so I say to you again, dear friends, from our text, behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts who dwells on Mount Zion. If you do not grasp the grace of God in Christ, you will be God's booty and plunder in judgment. If you are outside of Christ, come to him. Come to him. Trust him. Today is the day of salvation. And if you know Christ, learn, friends, to preach him. Learn to preach him with full hearts and call others to him. Because, friends, if you do not know and others do not know the grace of God in Christ, they will be God's plunder and prey in judgment. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word and grace. How good you are to us, undeserving though we be. We thank you. Grant us further grace and love and embrace us, we ask. Not because of anything in us that we are able to present to you, but because of who you are in your love and grace towards us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.